Four contestants, each on a crusade to find this, the infamous £10,000 jackpot counter. Will anyone topple it from its pedestal and into the win zone? It's time to find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Alan, a road safety assistant from the West Midlands.
I'm Angie, a commercial manager from Middlesex.
I'm Edward, a financial planner from Surrey.
I'm Hulda, I'm a learning support assistant from South Wales.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you get a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes the mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, the double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. They'll be going home with nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. What are Kirby grips traditionally used to hold in place? Angie.
Hair.
It is hair. Yep, that's right. So, first choice for you, Angie. Would you like to play or pass?
I would like to pass to Alan.
Alan, in you go. You get to launch the machine today.
OK, well, there's a double counter sitting there. I'm not quite sure it's ready, but let's try for it. Drop zone four.
Fire up, please. Can you make Angie regret the pass, Alan? This is what we want to try and do. Oh,
not quite the right place.
Good drop.
It's flat.
It's flat, yeah. Wrong side, though.
It's flat.
Oh, got two.
Oh, here we go, Alan.
Is she going to pay out?
Oh,
yes, she is.
Well done. That was close.
150 across the tipping point for those three. It's a nice way to start, Alan. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're off the mark with £150 in the bank, two counters left to play.
Great.
Next question. Purple sprouting is a variety of which vegetable of the cabbage family? Hulda.
Broccoli?
It is. Oh, purple sprouted broccoli, indeed. Well done, Hulda.
Nice.
So,
guess.
Do you want to play or pass?
I will play. Drop zone four, please.
All right. Let's load up drop zone four. It's a seductive-looking double counter.
It
Let's
is.
See if you can get your
Very.
Hands on it.
Oh.
Again gone that way. Same
but
as side
flat,
as Alan.
So... Ooh, yay.
Should get some down with that.
Hopefully.
Oh, well done. Three for you as well, Hulda. So that's £150. Take it from the machine, put it into the bank. So you join Alan on £150 with two counters left to play. Next question. I'll have what she's having. It's a line uttered. Angie.
When Harry met Sally.
By a restaurant diner in which 1989 romantic comedy is clearly a film you know well, Angie.
I know. Watched it loads of times.
Now then, you passed last time to Alan. Do you fancy having a crack this time?
I'm going to have a bash at drop zone four, please.
Let's light up drop zone four. Leave on the right side, don't we, to try and get that double.
Oh,
oh no.
No.
Oh. Really hectic drop, Angie.
Unlucky. What a waste.
Yeah. Too busy thinking about that scene when Harry met Sally. That's the problem.
I was
distracted.
Just reliving it.
You're down to two counters now, Angie.
Okay.
Still a long way to go. Next question. In the animal kingdom, snakes are known to frequently shed which, Alan?
Their skin.
Which of their organs it is their skin, Alan, you're right, yeah. Are you going to play or pass?
That double's got to be ready to come out now, so we'll go for drop zone four.
Line up drop zone four, please. Ooh, wow, slider.
Sit.
That's really good.
Might be good, yeah.
Oh!
Wow!
They're clinging on to the top shelf, I'm afraid, Alan. So you're down to your last counter. Next question for everybody. Who married Ozzy Osbourne in 1982? Angie.
Sharon Osbourne.
That's right, Angie, yep. Are you going to play or pass?
Drop zone four, please.
Surely this time. Load up drop zone four. Get a few across that top shelf, Angie. Get your timing right. What do you reckon?
That looks OK.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, well done. Yeah.
Let's hope.
Could
that's
be
it.
Valuable.
Oh,
Angie, you got two.
That's a shame.
So that's £100. And, of course, one of those is the double, so we can double that £100. So that goes up to £200. Finally got your hands on it.
Yeah.
Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, and that puts you in the lead on £200 with one counter left to play.
Thank you.
Next question. The Côte d'Azur is a coastline on which sea? Angie.
Oh, on the Mediterranean.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, good.
Well done, Angie. It was worth going for. So, your last counter, do you want to play or pass?
I'll go four, yeah.
Light up drop zone four for Angie, please. Sixth counter in. Good drop.
Oh, no.
No, Angie.
Left it there for the rest of us.
Yeah. Playing games with us today down drop zone four. You filled that shelf, but nothing's going over the top shelf, Angie. So, for the time being, you've used all three of your counters. You're out of the round.
OK.
Alan, Edward, Hulda, just the three of you left in. Next question. What do you get if you multiply the number of days in a week by the number of months in a year? Alan.
84.
It is 84. Good maths, Alan. Well done. Your choice, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play and I'm going to go for drop zone four, please.
Lights up, drop zone four. Steady a drop. Is that where you wanted it, Alan?
It's not looking too bad. Let's hope it stays flat.
Oh, that nearly.
I thought it was going to ride.
That might be good.
Hulda thinks it might be good. Are you going to get enough of a shove, though?
Just enough.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
On the end.
This is the one.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, well done.
Fantastic.
Alan, well done. Seven counters across the tipping point.
Well done.
£350 in one drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £500 out in the lead. But, like Angie, you've now used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Edward and Hulda, just the two of you left in. Edward's still got all three of yours. Hulda, you've got two counters. Next question. According to the proverb, silence is considered... Hulda.
Golden.
To be what colour? Golden, yeah. Indeed. So, would you like to play or pass?
Play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to try drop zone one.
Let's line up drop zone one, please. First time into drop zone one today. What's she got for us, Hulda? Oh,
it's flat.
It is flat. You're going to get something over.
Oh.
No. Oh. Yeah, there you go. Will it help? Oh, well done. That's four across tipping point, Hulda. £200. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that takes you up to £350, puts you into second place. Still got one counter left as well. Next question for Edward and Hulda. Which former soldier had UK number one albums with Back to Bedlam and All the Lost Souls? Edward.
James Blunt.
Yes, Edward, well done.
Yay.
So, do you want to play or pass?
I will play drop zone two, please.
OK, line up drop zone two for Edward. You've waited a long time for this, Edward. Make it a good one.
Come on.
See drop.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to get at them?
That should be a good one.
The mystery.
Yeah.
There you go. Yay. Worth waiting for as well. That's five across the tipping point with that drop. £250. And, of course, one of those is our mystery prize. You have won yourself a family break to Drayton Manor theme park.
Thank you very much, Ben.
My pleasure. Let's take the £250 from the machine and put it into your bank. You're well and truly off the mark. Edward, with £250 and two counters left to play.
OK.
Next question. Which city in the US state of Pennsylvania shares its name with a brand of cream cheese? Hulda.
Philadelphia.
Yes! Well done. Well done, Hulda. So, would you like to play your last counter or would you like to force Edward to play one of his?
I'd like to play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go into drop zone one again, please.
Light up drop zone one for Hulda. Worked out nicely last time. Can we get some more from drop zone one?
Couple on the edge, so...
Ooh.
Come
on. Might
not be too hard.
Got it
a bit quick. Yeah. Just those couple off the side would be nice.
Oh, just one. The black one stays where it is. You got the silver one across the tipping point. It's £50. We can take that from the machine, put it straight into your bank holder. That takes you up to £400. You've now used up all of your counters. For the time being, you're out of the round. Edward, you've got two counters left. You need to give me the correct answer to these two questions. To put them into the machine. You don't need to use a buzzer. You do need to do it in the allotted time, though, so if you're not sure, it's worth having a guess.
OK.
Here comes your first question. In the title of a series of children's books by Francesca Simon, what is the name of the boy described as horrid?
Henry.
It is Horrid Henry.
Thank
first
you.
One's right. Well done. So you get to put your first one into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with Drop Zone 1, please.
Let's light up Drop Zone 1, please. Oh, sinning
sit,
drop.
Sit. Oh, that might not be bad. Yeah.
Come on.
Push.
Go on. Oh!
Looked like you were going to get a few more then, Edward, but just one dropped. So they all count right now. It's very, very close. That's £50 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine. Put that into your bank. You're up to £300.
Thank you.
OK, Edward, here comes your last question. In ballet, what name, derived from the French for spinning top, is given to a spin on the pointed toes of one foot?
Pilouette?
It's not a pilouette. It's a pirouette. Oh. There's no L in it. So, Edward, I'm afraid we have to steal that last counter from you.
Good luck, Angie.
That goes into the penalty pot. Angie has just done a pirouette. Because, as things stand, Alan has £500, Hulda has £400, Edward £300, Angie has £200. It's not over, though. Because Edward got that question wrong, there is now one counter to fight for in the penalty pot. I'm going to ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer, you put this counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you'll be frozen out. Angie, win this counter and everything could change. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. M-E-L is the three-letter code for which Australian airport? Angie.
Melbourne.
It is Melbourne, Angie. Very well done. So here we go. You've got one counter to put in. You need to get two out to draw level with Edward and force sudden death. Three will see you going through and Edward going home. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Let's light up drop zone one. Good luck, Angie. Let's see if we can get you through to the next round.
Good luck, Angie.
What do we think?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it going to go
flat?
That's
going to ride.
Oh, it's flat.
Flat.
You need two counters, Angie, to force sudden death.
Come on, one.
Is there going to be two there?
Will it push the others?
Oh, Andy! Those two counters is £100 across the tipping point. Goodness me, what drama. Let's take it from the machine and put it into
Andy.
Your bank as things stand. Alan and Hulda are both through to the next round. Alan has £500, Hulda £400. With that drop, Angie, you've drawn level with Edward on £300. So, it's sudden death. Back on the buzzer for both of you, I'm going to ask one last question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you'll go through. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, your opponent will go through. Angie, Edward, you both ready? Good luck.
Yep.
Here comes your sudden death question. What is the first month of the year whose name contains only one syllable? Angie?
March.
It is March, yes. Very well done, Angie.
Well done.
Sorry,
you got there quicker through the calendar than Edward did, clearly.
My birthday's in March, I should say.
So you should have got it.
Yeah.
You did get it. Very well done. At the end of the round, Alan has £500, Hulda £400, Angie finds her way into the next round somehow with £300. Edward, I'm afraid with £300 we have found your tipping point. But of course you are going off to a theme park with your family as well. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Alan, Angie and Hulda have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. And the player with the low score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Alan, you're in the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first? Would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
I'm going to go for it, please.
OK. First 30 seconds for you then, Alan. Every time you give me a correct answer, you get another counter put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and then move on as quickly as we can. You ready?
Yes.
30 seconds for Alan. Your time starts now. The meat dish scouse is particularly associated with which English city?
Liverpool.
Correct. The flag of the Czech Republic is made up of red, white and which primary colour?
Blue.
Correct. In 1926, Gertrude Ederle became the first woman to swim which stretch of water?
The English Channel.
Correct. George Banks and his family are characters in which musical of stage and screen?
Pass.
Mary Poppins. The 2013 Ladies Wimbledon champion, Marion Bartoli, was born in which country?
France.
Correct. In which organ of the human body would you find the alveoli and the bronchioles?
The ears.
The lungs. Interesting if they're in the ears. Alan, four correct answers. Four counters put into the machine. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one. There's a nice cluster between one and two, isn't there? Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
nice. That might just...
Can you get them over?
Go. That might be good, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
That's five counters across the tipping point for Alan. So, first drop, £250, very tidy. You've got three more to go, Alan.
Let's change it around a bit. I'm going to go for drop zone three this time, please.
Let's light up drop zone three, please. First time today.
Not quite the right side.
Not quite.
It's a bit go flat.
Got it flat.
Yeah.
If we get something over, might set it up nicely. There you go, nice flip.
That's okay.
So that's four more, Alan. So another £200 going up nicely, £450. You've got two more to put in.
This time, Ben, I think I'm going to stay with drop zone three.
Let's light up drop zone three, please. Start shifting that double counter as well.
I thought it was going to stick.
Just hold on to it.
Just on it.
Stay flat.
It's flat. There's some on the edge here, so...
It's a bit of a gap there. A little bit. Oh, that's OK. Oh,
here we go.
That'll push those.
Yeah, definitely. Oh.
They're all throwing themselves at you, Alan. That's another four, Alan, including the extra one that's thrown itself on the floor. So this is going very nicely indeed. £650, and you've still got one more to put in.
Let's go for... Drop zone two.
Drop zone two it is. Light it up, please. Just a second time. There's a few hanging off there, Alan.
Oh, I want it on the right-hand side.
That is the right-hand side. The other right.
The other right.
I wanted it on the left-hand side.
Oh, it's that.
It's riding.
Riding it is, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Can you get... It sounded like you nearly meant that, Hilda.
I nearly.
OK, nothing for the last drop, but you've had very, very good success up till then. £650. Alan, let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that gives you £1,150. Well done.
Fantastic.
Well done.
So, Hilda, it's your choice now. You're just ahead of Angie by £100. You could go next or you could ask her to go instead.
I think I'll get Angie to go next. See if we can fill up the front a bit.
OK, Alan has taken rather a few out. So, Angie, your chance now. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me a correct answer, you put another counter in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible.
OK.
Ready? 30 seconds for Angie, please. Time starts now. The fictional Melbourne suburb of Erinsborough is the setting for which Australian soap opera?
Home and Away.
Neighbours. In a game of rugby sevens, how many players from each team take part in a scrum?
Five.
Three. The Bering Strait separates Russia from which US
Pass.
State?
Pass.
Alaska. The heart pumps and circulates which red fluid around the body?
Blood.
Correct. The name of which cleaning utensil is also used for a fox's tail?
Brush.
Correct. Who wrote the poetry collection Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats?
Pass.
T.S. Eliot. Fashion designer Tom Ford was born in which country?
Australia.
America.
Yeah.
The United States of America. And you got two right.
Oh, right.
So two chances to try and put some pressure on Hilda. Try and reel in Alan.
There's one ready to go. I'm going to try one. Drop zone one, please,
Let's
Ben.
Light up drop zone one.
The
black counter
right.
is hanging, isn't it? It's hanging
yeah.
up. When you're ready, Angie... Ooh, that could be.
Right,
just going to need a little nudge. There you go.
Yeah.
Two counters, Georgie, level with Hilda.
Oh,
that's
well
four. Four across the tipping point with your first drop. That's £200. That puts you ahead of Hilda. Very well done. You've got one more to go.
I think I'm going to stick with drop zone one, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone one.
No.
You wanted it further over.
I didn't want it there.
Could be okay if we get it flat.
It's
Angie,
flat.
It's flat. What are you thinking, Holder? You wanted to fill the machine and empty it?
Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on.
No, needs a decent shove.
I think that
push.
Could go.
No. No, maybe not.
Close, Angie. So, so close. They're hanging off the tipping
they
point.
Are just.
But they aren't going to drop. The good news for you, though, is that £200 that you got from the machine, let's put it into your bank. And that piles the pressure onto Holder because that takes you up to £500. So very well done. Holder, just you left now.
OK.
Ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Holder, please. Your time starts now. The first Tsar of Russia, Ivan IV, is better known as Ivan the what?
Pass.
Terrible. The rock band Manic Street Preachers was formed in which country of the UK?
Wales.
Correct. With the chemical symbol CH4, methane consists of carbon and which other elements?
Hydrogen.
Correct. Oh. Traditionally, a cafetiere is used to make which beverage?
Coffee.
Correct. The three official languages of Belgium are German, Dutch and which other?
English.
French.
Oh.
In 2014, which TV talent show was won by singer Jermaine Jackman?
Britain's Got Talent.
The Voice UK. Oh. Got the Manic Street Preachers question.
I got that bit, yeah.
Very patriotic. Three counters, Hilda.
Three, that's
three
not
chances
bad.
Now. You need two to draw level with Angie. Three will see you face Alan in the head-to-head.
Right.
Where are you going to get them?
I better stick with drop zone one, I think.
Yeah.
Piled on the edge.
They are. Line up drop zone one for Hilda, please. Now then.
Come on for that way a bit.
Bouncy, bouncy drop and a good settle.
Might. Push.
Oh, thinking about
cracked
it.
Cracked over yeah, the edge.
Two
on,
draws you
it.
Level.
On, yes.
So you're now level.
Right.
With Angie. £100 with that drop. And you've got two more to put in, Holder.
Where now?
I'll stick with drop zone one.
Okay. Light up drop zone one. Nine counters eaten.
Go left, go left. Yes!
I've had 19 counters out of drop zone one. You need one more.
Yeah.
Is going to push him.
Oh,
yeah!
There you go.
That was a good one.
That was a great job, Angie. I'm afraid that means you will be going. That's another seven, Holder. Very well done. Another 350. So you're up to £450 in the machine, which is great stuff. You've also got one more counter to put in.
I think I would go with drop zone two, Ben.
Okay, let's load up drop zone two.
Try those few.
Six to draw level with Alan now. That's what we're trying to get.
Left hand side, I
yeah.
think.
Get a few over. That top shelf would be very handy.
Oh, not too bad. It might.
Could be okay.
Just push. Go on. Yep. Just a couple more over the top.
What are you going to have here? Come on.
Go on, go on, go on. Oh!
No. It's hanging on, that
it
silver
is hanging
one.
On.
Not going to drop for you, though, Hulda.
Never mind.
Good news is you've got enough money from the machine. Let's take that 450 and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Alan is our leader still with £1,150. Hulda is in second with £850. Angie, that means with £500, I'm afraid we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me.
So it's Alan and Hulda who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny. B, St Patrick. C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Alan and Hulda. Very well done to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter in the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and will be playing for £10,000. Alan, you currently have £1,150, so you are a leader still. So it's your choice. Would you like the first question? Or would you like Hulda to take it?
Let's go for it. I'll take the first question.
OK, first question for you then, Alan. In Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, the fairy Robin Goodfellow is more commonly known by what name? You can pass this, Alan. Do you think Hulda would know?
I know her Shakespeare. I think I'm going to pass this one, Ben.
OK, Hulda, great opportunity now. Do you know much Shakespeare?
Not really.
Have you heard of A Midsummer Night's Dream?
I've heard of it.
OK, have you ever seen it?
No.
Read it? No. The fairy Robin Goodfellow has a more common name.
Robin Goodfellow. To take a guess, then. It's something that goes with Goodfellow, maybe... I don't know. Chap.
Chap.
That's a good fellow, isn't it?
Chap. Oh, I see what you mean. Like a good
like
fellow
a
is a...
good fellow.
A nice
like
chap.
A nice chap.
Chap.
It's...
If you haven't got a clue, then you've got to go with something.
Take a guess.
It'd be great if this is right.
That would be marvellous, wouldn't it?
Let's find out. Is chap the right answer? It's Puck.
Well...
It's that Puck. Very well done, Alan. You passed brilliantly. You get to put the counter in the machine, Alan. Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go for drop zone 2, I think, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone 2, please. To extend your lead. What's she got for us? Drop zone 2. What do you reckon, Alan? Any good?
Needs to push something over there. Ooh, it's flat. That's a bonus.
You should get that little clump over that shelf.
I'm hoping so.
Right in the middle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Three have gone.
Let's see what we get out of that.
Silver one.
Two silvers. Sneaky two.
Sneaky two, as you say. That's £100 for those two across the tipping points. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you edge up to 1,250. Well done. Hulda, we come to you for your first question. Hulda, which British author prompted a nationwide search in 1926 by disappearing for 11 days? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I think I will pass to Alan, please.
OK, Alan, great opportunity to steal Hulda's counter here.
I've been to Devon for a weekend break and I went to Agatha Christie's house, so I think it might be Agatha Christie.
Alan, it's a great steal if it is Agatha Christie. Let's find out. Is the answer Agatha Christie? Yes, it is.
Well done.
Alan, well done. Good steal, that, for Agatha Christie. Let's see if we can put another counter in and get something else. Where are you going to play?
OK, I'm going to go for drop zone 2 again, please.
Light up drop zone 2, please.
It's OK.
Could be good.
Stay flat.
It's flat.
It's flat, yeah.
Now then, is that going to be...
Here we go. Well done.
Fantastic.
Alan, that's 5 across the tipping point, £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Now then, you've extended your lead very nicely out to £1,500. Hulda, £850 still. We need to try and strike back if we can. Alan, we come to you for your second question. What name is shared by a Mexican flatbread and a Spanish-style omelette cooked with potato and onions? You can pass this. But do you think Hulda might know?
I've got a few things going through my head at the moment. I'm not quite sure which one to go for. I'm going to pass this one, Ben, because I'm not sure.
Here we go, Hulda.
Here we go, Ben.
Mexican flatbread, Spanish omelette.
So, like a fajita, something like that? Is that Spanish? No, that's not Spanish, is it? Oh, I'll just have to stick with that. Fajita, please.
You're going
with
fajita.
Because I don't know what it is.
OK. Alan, what were you thinking?
The Spanish one, I was thinking frittata.
Yeah.
And the bread, I was thinking tortilla.
So you were torn between those two. Hulda, you had to go for something. Is the answer fajita? It is a tortilla.
Tortilla.
Alan, well done. Good pass.
Thank you.
You put another counter in. It's going very well so far this round. Where now?
It's looking all very even, so I'm not quite sure where to go, but I think I'll try drop zone 3, please.
Let's have drop zone 3, please. Clean drop that.
The middle
really rapid.
That wasn't bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a few over. This is going very well. What about the tipping point?
Not quite.
Just hanging. They look like they want to go. They're not going for you just yet, though, Alan. Hulda, this could be your opportunity to get stuck into the machine. We just need you to get the right answer. Here we go. Which Conservative politician said, "My policy on cake is pro-having it and pro-eating it"? You can pass this if you're not sure.
Actually, I might pass.
You can pass it?
Yeah, I'm going to pass it.
OK, Alan, what do you reckon?
I have no idea, so I was trying to look confident as if I did. But I'll just go with David Cameron.
David Cameron. Hulda, does it sound like the sort of thing a Prime Minister would say?
No.
Well, who were you thinking?
I was thinking of the Mayor of London. I was thinking Boris Johnson.
You were thinking Boris Johnson?
He kind of says things a bit... I don't even know if he's Conservative, I'll be honest.
Alan, this would be a great steal if you get it, and we'll carry on. This will be your fourth counter in this round. Hulda, have you done the right thing? Let's find out. Is the answer David Cameron? It was Boris Johnson.
Yeah!
Very Boris Johnson thing to say, Hulda.
It was, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but it worked out in the end, so you get to put a counter in. Right, come on, where are you going to put it?
I will go with Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3. I think we might need that double here, Hulda. Let's get it over and down.
See what we can do.
And get a few more out.
Right.
Could do it, could do it. Come
right,
on now.
Just get those good. Few off there. Come
the
on, please,
one, okay.
Please. Oh, yeah. No, push them over this way. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, yes!
There's a couple.
We've got some.
Ready for more than that.
Let's not worry about it. That's two across the tipping point, Hulda. We've got some money.
Got some money.
£100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're up to £950 now. Alan, we come to you for your third and final question. Which 1940 Disney film features animated interpretations of famous pieces of classical music? You can pass this, Alan, if you're not sure.
I'm going to have to pass this one.
Oh, right, Hulda. Another great opportunity to steal this counter.
I think I know this.
Ooh.
Only because we had it on video when I was a kid. I think it's Fantasia.
Fantasia. You're nodding along, Alan. Ring a bell now?
Yep.
It's a great steal if this is right. We absolutely need it as well.
Yeah, I do.
Bit of a gap to close. Is the answer Fantasia? It is. Yeah. Great stuff. Fantastic film.
Right.
Right then, Hulda. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go with Drop Zone 3 again, please, Ben.
OK, load up Drop Zone 3. Going to need that double, Hulda. Okay, there's a little
clump. It's not too bad because it's, yeah.
Could we get that side
push
one?
Push them off, push them off. No!
Oh no!
Oh.
No, no!
No, don't fall off now.
That's staying there. Okay, oh. Not to worry. So now we come to your third and final question, Hulda. In mythology, who was the Roman equivalent of the Greek god Poseidon? You can pass, of course.
I think. I'd like to pass, please, Ben.
OK, Alan. Were you looking confident because you're confident or just trying to blag it?
I was blagging it again. I'll just go with Thor.
Thor.
The only thing that's coming into my brain, which is probably the wrong answer.
Let's find out. Is the answer Thor? Neptune.
Oh,
yeah. Yes! Thor was Norse mythology, of course. Well done, Hulda. Great pass. One last chance to try and get a little bit more money, if possible. Maybe. Could we get the double? Not sure.
Maybe. But I'll stick with Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3.
Left-hand side. Come on. Go that way. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
It might knock a couple
double
off.
Double going to come into play. Oh, you're kidding.
Ah, no.
She's not happy. Drop Zone 3 is not willing to drop any more, I'm afraid, Hulda. So you stay on £950. It's not been your round. At the end of round 3, Alan is today's winner. Well done, Alan.
Well
you have £1,500. Hulda, I'm afraid with £950, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Alan. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. Just a little bit bigger, Alan. It's a whole lot better. If you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000.
Wow.
Can Alan master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Alan is our winner today. He's currently got £1,500. Very well done.
Thank you.
Job well done so far. This is the big one, though. This is when we try and get you £10,000, Alan. What would you do with the money if you were to win?
I like to go on cruises, so a cruise is quite high up there, but if there's not much money to be won, then I'll settle for fish and chips at the seaside.
Oh, you can't beat good fish and chips with a nice view of the sea, can you?
Exactly.
Right, now we're going to find out if you're going to be going home with our jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you need to do is get it out again. Yeah. And this is how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there's still one double counter in the machine. It doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to everything else in there. So it's worth keeping your eye on, because if you don't manage to get the jackpot, you still win all the money from any counter that drop for you during this end game. What we really want you to do is leave your £10,000, though. First thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine.
OK.
Where are you going to put it?
I'm looking at that double counter. So even if I don't win the jackpot, I could win some money if I can get that one over. So I'm going to go for drop zone 3.
OK, let's have drop zone 3, please. Use it 3 times. Let's see what we can do with this drop. Just be ready for it when it goes Oh, that's nice.
That's
right in the middle.
A double over straight away.
Yeah, it should do, shouldn't it? Go on. Nudge it.
Oh, it's on the top, though.
That's OK. That's OK. It's going to shift at some point. Great stuff. So 6 with that drop. That's £300. So we're up to £1,800. Jackpot counter night and flat. There's a whole load on that bottom shelf, and the double is edging its way towards tipping point as well. So all looking good.
Yeah.
Shall we have a look at your categories?
Yes, please.
Here they are. Animals, sport, science, geography, royalty, food and drink.
There's nothing really grabbing me either way. I'm not too frightened, and I'm quite happy
not
with
that. Not too excited.
Yeah, I'm not too excited.
Good news is you can play them in any order you like. So when you want, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
Let's just start at the top with animals, and let's go crazy for 3.
Right, we're going to have some animals for 3 counters, please. Which small mammal, often kept as a pet, is also known as a cavey? Hamster, rabbit or guinea pig?
None of them are really grabbing me. I'm going to go, I think, with a rabbit. It digs a hole like a cave.
OK, should we take it?
Let's go with rabbit.
We're going to light up rabbit, please. Let's find out. Is the answer rabbit? Guinea pig.
Never mind.
OK, not to worry. So one down, 5 to go. Sport, science, geography, royalty, food and drink.
Let's go for food and drink for 3, please.
All right, we're going to go to food and drink now, the other end, for 3 counters. The beef broth, known as pho, is most closely associated with which Asian country? Vietnam, Thailand or Malaysia?
Once again, I don't know.
Have you ever been to any of those countries?
I've been to Thailand. I didn't eat beef broth. It's quite a tongue twister, that
one.
It is a beef broth. I think I'm going to go with Vietnam, but it's a complete guess.
Vietnam? Should we light it up?
Yes, light
Let's
it up.
Let's take Vietnam, please. We need to get started. Going through categories quickly. Is the answer Vietnam? It is. Great one. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Let's get going. Drop zone 3.
Please.
Light it up, please.
Here we go. Ooh, wanted it up to roll a little.
Yeah, just going to fill that gap, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe nothing with this drop, but tidy a shelf, which is important. OK, 2 to go. Drop zone 3 again.
Drop zone 3, yeah.
Light it up, please. That's it. Oh,
that's better.
Is it? Oh, no, don't. Ride.
Is that flat? No, it's riding.
Oh, no.
No.
Just that smidge too far over. Oh, yeah. Got a little nudge. Take that. OK, so 2 down, 1 to go.
Drop zone 3 again.
Light it up, please. There.
That's better.
Right. Is that... Go on, get flat.
Oh another
Alan.
Rider.
You're just a sort of a millimetre out each side. hiding the jackpot counter. Disappointing.
Yep.
Okay, let's not worry about that. Let's go back to the categories. Launch some more attacks. Sport, science, geography, royalty.
Let's try sport, but just for two this time, please.
Okay, we'll go sport for two counters, please. Which of these is a coloured ball in a game of professional snooker? Grey, orange or brown? Do you play snooker?
I don't play snooker.
You've ever watched a game?
I've watched it, and I'm torn between orange and brown. And I'm going to go with brown.
Should we light it up?
Let's light it up.
Let's take brown, please. OK. We need brown to go green. Is brown the right answer? Yes, it is. Worth 4 points. Goes yellow, green, brown, blue, pink, black on the colours. Two to go.
Drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three. Where's that going? OK.
We've finally got one over.
We have. Let's shift some of that weight. There's a lot of money there. Yes, we'll take those, please.
Very nice.
So that's six counters. £300. £2,100. One more to go.
Drop zone three again.
Light it up. Sort of kind of a crazy drop in the end, that one, isn't it?
Nothing over either.
Do you know, if we can get those over, though, we could shift all that.
Some money there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a nice bit of wedge on the tipping point. OK, let's go back to the categories. Science, geography, royalty.
I'm going to go with science for two, please.
OK, we'll have a science question for two counters, please. Which of these can be measured in units known as newtons? Weight, height or heat?
I think it's something to do with energy. So, of those, heat is the most obvious answer. I'm going to go with heat.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to take heat, please. Which of these can be measured in units known as newtons, weight, height, heat? Let's find out. Is the answer heat? Weight. It's the measure of force. OK, not to worry. We've got two categories left. Geography and royalty.
Geography for two, please.
Geography it is, for two counters. The names of how many American states begin with the letter O? Okay. Two, three or four?
I can think of Oregon.
OK.
Ohio.
OK.
And I can't think of any others.
You can list as many states as you can think of.
I'm not beginning with O. Any... Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Three, so we're up to three. Was Oklahoma a city? Oklahoma's a city, it's not a state, I think. I think I'm going to stick with the two.
Two?
Two states.
OK, let's light up two, please. So the two you found were Ohio?
Ohio and Oregon.
And Oregon. And there's Oklahoma, but is that a state or
a
city?
I'm not sure if it's a state or a city.
We need this to be right, because there's a lot of money there, but we've not been able to get at it yet. Is the answer two? Three.
Is Oklahoma a state?
Oklahoma is a state, but it's also the capital and the largest city in Oklahoma. It's like New York, New York, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. OK, so look, we're down to our last category. You've been very close to getting the answers with all of them. Unfortunately, if they're wrong, they're wrong. So we come to royalty.
We're going to have to go for it here, royalty for three.
We'll have royalty for three counters, please. How many lions feature on the Royal Standard? Three, five or seven? Can you see the standard? Can you see it?
I'm thinking of an England shirt, really.
OK.
Three.
I'm not sure that counts as the Royal Standard.
No. If in doubt, go for the middle, five.
So we're not sure?
Not sure again.
Should we take five?
Let's go for five.
Let's light up light five, up. Please. It would be great if we can get these three counters now, because there's still a lot of money we could collect. And that doubles right there as well, isn't it? Just need to get at it. How many lions feature on the Royal Standard? You said three initially because there's three lions on an England football shirt. But you've gone for the middle five. Is that the right thing to do? Is the answer five? Seven.
There's seven.
We were miles away.
At least it wasn't three.
We were miles away. Oh, Alan. Crikey. The Royal Standard is flown when the Queen's in one of her residences. So if you go past Buckingham Palace and you see the Royal Standard, the Queen's making a cup of tea inside. And also when she's in her car. Oh, what an anticlimax that was. You've got yourself £2,100. We're out of questions, we're out of categories. At this stage, usually, I offer you a trade, three final counters for your money, in the hope of trying to get the jackpot counter out. Seeing where it is, and it's very hidden...
That's a non-start.
..and how it's gone, I know what the answer's going to be. But I need to ask you anyway, would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
I'm going to take the money, please, Ben.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. As you say, £2,100. It's an awful lot of fish and chips.
It is.
And a lovely trip down to the coast as well. Have you enjoyed yourself?
It's been a brilliant day. Thank
Fantastic
you.
Stuff. We loved having you on, Alan. Well played. So there you go. Alan leaves with £2,100. Just couldn't get the jackpot counter moving, could he? Join us next time when the fate of former players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.